Hey guys, Mark here from Search Party Property. So just doing my top five scariest things that I see property investors doing. So number five is not having a good property manager. These guys can literally save you thousands and thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars, just by doing their job correctly. Number four is not having insurance on a property. Now, if you've settled on a property and you don't have insurance, you've got to make sure that you've got the cash in the bank that to potentially replace that property if it burns down, or repair it if there's some major damage through a storm or through tenants or something like that. You've got to have the cash in the bank, because if you don't, how's it going to get fixed? And also in Queensland, really important to keep in mind that you have to have insurance on a property when both parties sign the contract. So when I say that again, when both parties sign the contract, not when the property settles. So as a buyer, you are responsible for the property when both parties sign the contract. Hopefully that's sort of sunk in there. So even before you own the property. So number three on top five things or scariest things that I see in investors doing is only buying with one horse in the race. So what I mean by that is thinking about capital growth only. So if you're expecting capital growth to go up, but you need to sell at a certain point in time, and the market hasn't actually risen in that period, and maybe in fact fallen, you can lose thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars, and in some cases, hundreds of thousands of dollars. So I've seen that happen quite a few times, and in fact, I've bought properties from people who have lost 50, 70, and even $100,000 in a short space of time, just because they expected the market to grow. It didn't, they needed to get out, and so they've had to take a loss. And that brings us on to number two of the top scariest things that I see property investors doing, is going unconditional on finance on a property if you don't have pre-approval. It's just insane. Unless you've got the cash for the property purchase sitting in the bank, you leave yourself open to litigation when you're not able to settle on that property. So make sure you've got the formal approval before you go unconditional on a property. So I repeat that again, make sure you've got the formal approval letter or documents before you go unconditional on a property, or you've actually got the physical cash sitting in the bank so you're able to complete that contract. Otherwise, you can be sued for damages there. So then number one, the scariest thing that I see property investors doing is renting out properties on two leases or more that aren't approved for that dual occupancy use. Now, whether it's a high set home that's not legal height downstairs, or something that's got a secondary dwelling that's not approved for another lease, it leaves yourself open. So if the place burns down and somebody is injured, or even worse, killed, you're going to have to live with that yourself. So from that point of view, that's going to be a really difficult thing to have to do there as well. But also from a legal point of view, it's negligence, and it's and also I believe you could be facing jail time, because if it burns down, you've rented out a property that isn't approved for dual occupancy, and you can't just plead ignorance to that. So hopefully that has given you some insight into the top five scariest things that I see property investors do, and hopefully you guys can all avoid doing any of those things, because I all know that you're smarter than that. And if you've liked the video, make sure you hit us up in the comments, or if you've got anything else to add, something else that's even scarier than that, hit us up in the comments, let us know. Love to hear your thoughts. All right, guys, see ya, bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.